Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to, unbelievably, the third from last minisode of season 22. It's unbelievable how quickly season 22 has flown, and we're already excited for season 23. Season 23 is going to be arguably a seismic shift relating to the podcast. And strangely, I can confidently say all of these changes are for the better of the show. For example, lesser adverts at the beginning of a show, so you can jump right into the experience. We've already, as you know, in season 22, removed the Patreon name from the start so we can shorten the intro. We've now, in the later stages of season 22, began to introduce our own small heartbeat intro, which gives you a bit of a teaser to what's to come. But they are small changes in comparison to what will be a complete overhaul of the show as you know it. However, the fundamental message is that the Dark Paranormal will be completely recognisable. We're not changing, for example, to an interview format. It's still going to be your show. It's basically the Dark Paranormal with a lick of fresh paint and a brand new engine. That's the best way to think about it, or at least that's how I'm thinking about it. Now, of course, at this time of year, as I've mentioned before, you're going to be inundated with adverts on any of the popular podcasts you listen to. I would genuinely, sincerely suggest giving the Patreon a try, even at the lowest tier, for a free week, which you can gain in the show notes, because you'll get ad-free access even just for a week. And dependent on which level you trial, you can also gain access to Dark Bites. We released our very first new show for our highest tier, which is called After Dark, yesterday, which is a video and audio podcast of me basically speaking non-stop without edits for 30, well, it turned out to be 40 minutes, about theories about what we discussed in the previous week. And I really enjoyed doing it. But in this time between now and the end of January, when you are going to be bombarded with adverts, I would sincerely recommend joining even at the lowest level, which is cheaper than a cup of coffee a month, just to escape those adverts and even leave come the end of January. At least for those 2 cups of coffee, you've saved yourself a lot of skipping. Of course, that's just what I do. You can keep skipping through those adverts, which is fine. I do that with many shows. Or you can go to the show notes and take advantage of that free week trial for Patreon at whichever level you choose. As it's a free week, you may as well go for the highest level. You'll see that new show and you get access to Dark Bites and the back catalogue for a full week. So at least you can have the full experience, so to speak. And although we have season 23 mapped out in terms of episodes, as you know, it's a fluid show. If you have an experience, click the link in the show notes to submit your experience, or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience, because if the right experience comes along, as you know, we will find a place for it immediately as soon as we can, because the best experiences I want you to hear when I'm excited about them. And speaking of experiences, let's jump into today's minisode, which comes to us from our listener Marie, who writes, "Hi Kevin, I've been a listener for years, and since the first episode I've heard, I've gone back and forth on whether or not to submit my story. Today, after listening to the Dark Paranormal episode A Demonic Return, I've decided that I'm finally ready to share. Why this episode, you may ask? Well, at the end of the episode, Amrutha states that she wants to see it head on, plain as day. She wants to know what it really is. And I found myself shouting out loud in response, 'Yes, thank you.' Because my whole life, I have so very badly wanted to have a paranormal experience. My obsession began when I was 12 years old. My Nana, who I was extremely close with, was in the process of dying of cancer. One evening, during this time, I was having a sleepover at my friend's house. We were watching a movie when my eyes drifted to the digital clock in my friend's room. The clock read 8:15 p.m. And at that very moment, I felt what I can only describe as an energetic cord being severed from my chest. The next morning, my mum called my friend's house to inform me that my Nana had passed away through the night. I later found out that she died at 8:15 p.m. That was in 1998. So, for 27 years, I've been obsessed with all things paranormal. For 27 years, I've spoken to psychics. I've used tarot cards, runes, trance meditation. I've read dozens of books on how to enhance psychic abilities. I've tried anything and everything I could to connect with the spirit world. And for all of that effort, I've nothing to show for it. That's until a couple of years ago, when I got what I wished for. Kind of. And it scared the living crap out of me. A couple of summers ago, my son, who was 14 years old at the time, went to stay with his grandma in New York, like he does every summer. Like many teenage boys, my son's bedroom is a game as heaven, only lit with multicoloured LED lights that he changes based on his mood. His room is typically lit in shades of blue, purple, or green. One night, just after he'd left for New York, I'd fallen asleep on the couch downstairs in the living room like I often do. Also, like I always do, I awoke in the middle of the night and groggily walked myself upstairs to bed. Halfway up those stairs, however, I see a red glowing light coming from underneath my son's bedroom door. Weird, I thought to myself. He never makes his lights red. I took one or two more steps up when I realized, wait, he's not even here right now. I walked up to my son's door, opened it, and I just stood in his room, sleepy and confused. Eventually, I decided it was an odd electrical issue. I turned off his lights and I went to my bedroom for the remainder of the night. The next night, I had my usual middle-of-the-night wake-up, slink out of bed and use the bathroom. As soon as I opened my door, again the red glow of the LED lights spilling out from underneath my son's bedroom door. I also noticed my cat sat perfectly still. She didn't even acknowledge me as she stares at the door. I'm stood there, astonished, my eyes joining the cat's eyes, staring at this red strip of light seeping out under the door. Eventually, I walked into his room. I open the door, I look around, and other than the glowing red of the room, everything seemed normal and in place. I walked over to the light switch, turned it off. I turned to leave, and I was stopped by the deepest, darkest blackness I had ever seen. And yes, you may think, well, this isn't anything out of the ordinary, right? When you switch a light off in an otherwise dark house at night, you'll be met with complete blackness. But what I saw wasn't complete blackness. It was blackness in the faintest blurry shape of a person, a very tall person. I was frozen. I continued to stare, hoping my eyes would adjust and telling myself I was half asleep that my mind was obviously playing tricks on me. In those seconds, which felt like hours, I swear I felt every hair on the back of my neck and on my arms stand up. My fingertips went ice cold, and soon after, that freezing feeling swept all over my entire body. The blackness didn't move, and there were no definable features, but I could feel it staring at me. And even though it made no sound, I could sense it laughing at me. After what felt like an eternity, the black mass dissipated, and I ran out of my son's room and straight into mine, slamming the door and jumping into bed. I pulled the covers over my head like I was a child. That night, I drifted in and out of a half sleep, constantly telling myself that my brain, in a state of fear, had made the whole thing up. Yes, the holidays is indeed a time to put smiles on other people's faces, but what about putting a nice relaxed one on yours? Prioritize your rest, your comfort, and your connection with the holiday season with Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado products transform your home into a peaceful grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. And every product is thoughtfully made with both you and the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality you're bringing to your home. Dream of better, better for you, better for the planet. And with easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, you can prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Does anyone really know what hormones do? There's so much talk about women's hormonal health, but most women are left even more confused about what it means for them and what to do about it. Let's leave that confusion behind as we head into the holiday season. Hormone Harmony is a game changer for women struggling with hormonal imbalances that leave them exhausted both physically and mentally. It only contains science-based ingredients that bring back comfort, energy, clarity, confidence, and a sense of balance. Perfect for enjoying the holidays and heading into the new year energized. You've heard me talk about them before, and Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormonal imbalances. The company surveyed 1,831 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% say they feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying they gladly recommend it to friends and family. This holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. Because for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted
of botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off.
The next couple of nights went by without event. My middle-of-the-night bathroom breaks began with me turning on every bright light around me, followed by a mad dash to the bathroom, and a mad dash back to my room where I kept my TV on to distract me. The cat no longer seemed intrigued by my son's bedroom door. The next Saturday evening, I was at my boyfriend's house having some drinks, and I get a text message from my next-door neighbour. For context, it's important I explain that we live in row houses and share a bedroom wall. "What the heck are you doing?" said the text. Figuring she was looking for someone to hang out with, I responded with, "Hey, I'm at Alex's house for the night. What's up?" "Oh," came the reply. "I thought your son went to New York for the summer." Confused, I told her that he did. Eventually, after many confused back-and-forth texts on both our parts, I came to find out that she was being kept awake by a loud, persistent knocking from my side of the wall. The knocking ended as soon as she texted me. We were both completely freaked out. I'm pretty close with my neighbour, and she has a key to my place for emergencies. So she and her boyfriend went into my house to check, saying there was no one. Nothing was out of place, and that was that. The next night, I'm back home. This time, I'm not alone. While Alex was skeptical of everything that was going on, he was happy to stay over and keep me company, as I was obviously quite shaken. We put on a funny movie to keep the mood light, and eventually we went upstairs to my room to go to sleep. As always, I awakened in the middle of the night. Typically, I don't think twice, I just get up to use the restroom. This time, however, I lay there completely still with my eyes open. I was hyper aware of how dark and silent the room was. The darkness and silence both felt incredibly heavy, and I knew that Alex and I were not the only ones in the room. From the corner of my vision, I saw that same blurry black shape from the week before. And as much as I wanted to, I wouldn't look at it. I just stared straight ahead while a feeling of ice cold flooded my veins. I tried my best to slowly nudge Alex to wake him up, but I was absolutely frozen stiff. In my peripheral vision, the blurry black shape grew larger. It was coming closer to me. My heart was pounding so hard, I thought, this is it. I'm going to die of a heart attack. I forced my eyes shut. My eyes were clenched so tightly that it made my cheeks hurt. After a minute or so, I feel a light pressure on the mattress, as if my cat had hopped up by my feet. It took all my courage to finally open my eyes, and I was horrified at what I saw, or rather, what I didn't see. My cat was not on my bed. Intense nausea welled up inside me. I shut my eyes tight again and I prayed, asking my Nana to protect Alex and I whilst we slept. I didn't open my eyes till the next morning. That next day, I burnt frankincense in every room of the house. So much so that I had to take my cat next door. So much that if I opened a window, someone probably would have called the fire department. While the frankincense burned, I used a sprig of rosemary to flick salted water in every corner of the room. Over and over again, I chanted, "Bless this house, cleanse it of all harmful energy." Finally, I poured the remaining salt water over me and said, "Bless me, cleanse me of all my harmful energy." And it worked. for a little while at least. Fast forward to the end of summer, and my son had just returned home from New York. There'd been no activity in almost a month and a half, so I didn't worry about my son sleeping in his room. And I definitely wasn't going to tell him anything and scare him needlessly. He was home maybe about 2 weeks, and things start picking up again. It was a Friday, and he was staying the night at a friend's house. I came home around 1 a.m, after going to see a stand-up comedy show with a friend. I begin walking up the stairs to clean myself up and go to bed, and I was stopped dead in my tracks by that ominous red glow coming from under my son's door. And of course, there sat my cat, completely undisturbed by my presence, but deeply interested in what was on the other side of the door. I immediately scooped her up and I ran to my room. I shut my door and I got into bed, still wearing all my clothes. Not this again. I put on some cartoons on the TV. I pulled the covers up to my chin. My cat had left the bed as soon as I put her on it and was sat at my door as if she wanted out. There was no way I was letting her out. I was drifting off to sleep for some time and then knock, knock, knock. My eyes shot open and that familiar wave of nausea and freezing cold flooded my body. Was that in my dream? I stared at my door for what seemed like many minutes, as did my cat, before I turned my attention back to the TV. Again, after a while, I begin to drift off, when I'm startled once more by a faint tap, tap, tap. Not on the door this time. This time from the wall behind my headboard. My cat jumped onto my bed. Yes, it really was my cat this time. All its hackles raised. She looked towards the headboard and let out a furious deep growl that I'd never heard her make before. My heart was pounding so hard I could hear it. The tapping grew louder, more insistent, until it sounded like fingernails dragging across my wall. My cat's growl deepened, her body trembling, and then silence. The kind of heavy, suffocating silence that you can feel. Very slowly, the acute fear faded. My cat's hackles dropped. She crawled towards me gently, pressing her head against mine as if to say, "It's okay, it's gone now." Since then, it's mostly been quiet. I've energetically cleansed the house more times than I can count, and I do so once a month. Every so often, though, I still hear that familiar tap, tap, tap. But that's pretty much the extent. I haven't seen that red glow under my son's door ever again, and I'm grateful he never had to feel the kind of fear that kept me up most of those nights. My cat still sleeps pressed up against me every evening, and I swear she's more watchful now, almost like she's keeping guard while I sleep. So that's my story. I got what I'd always wanted, and I hated every minute of it. To be fair, I can't say with certainty that I only wish to communicate with spirits of departed loved ones, not demons. But we can't always dictate who will walk through a door that we've chosen to keep open. Let me just say I'm much more careful now. All the best, Marie. Well, thank you so much, Marie, for this week's minisode and your honesty in how you describe how you were searching for the paranormal. And wow, did it find you. It's an interesting thing what you say about leaving a door open and you never know who will walk through. Because yes, you do say you wish to only communicate with departed loved ones. But unlike modern technology, where maybe voice video calls, etc., 2 decades ago were unimaginable, and now it's something we do every day, the paranormal and communicating with the other side hasn't really had the chance to move on in hundreds of years. In my mind, when we're looking for a departed loved one using whatever method of divination, we're opening a room where our loved one may be, but so are 200 other souls you don't know. and that door's open. And in that situation in particular, no one needs an invite to walk through. But Marie, a huge thank you for a tremendous minisode for this week. And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the show and joining me on this episode. If you're not yet subscribed to the show, it seems like a simple thing to do, but just wherever you're listening to the show, just take 2 seconds to hit subscribe. It really helps the show in these algorithms, etc. I'm unsure how they work, but I believe that's the case. In the meantime, I can't wait to speak to you all again for episode 8 of season 22 on Friday. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.